Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
God. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries program. We're so glad that you're with us to celebrate another day in God's world, to celebrate waking up knowing that we are blessed, waking up knowing that God is blessing us and blessing everyone. And the question is, do we know, appreciate, understand, can we experience the blessings? Are we willing to reflect that out to other folks? Are we just keeping it to ourselves? So how great is our God? That's the theme for our program tonight. Pastor Brendan will be with us a little bit later.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. But I want to ask the question, do we just say how great thou art, or have we really experienced experienced the greatness of God. When I think about how good God is and how good God has been, it's just easy to say, "How great thou art." Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great is God to you? He may be one thing to me, but something else to you. You may be calling him great because the dog broke the chain and attacked your child and it didn't devour him. And you might find it to say from out of your heart and out of your mouth, how great thou art. I might find it to say that there was a head-on collision, and people usually don't survive that, but because my relative survived the head-on collision, I would say, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, we might say, well, you know, the doctor said that he has only 6 months to live, and God has allowed him to live 16 years. And you may say, how great thou art. Oh, my God, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. How about you? Would you be joining me to say that you love the Lord and he is so good to you? So good, so good, so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good, so good, so good, so good. My God is so good. The Lord is good. My God is good. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord thank you, because he is worthy. Yes, he is, to be praised. O Lord our God, the giver of everything, in you we live, we move, and we have our being. And I just want to come into your presence, God, with thanksgiving. I want to enter into your courts with praise. I want to bless your holy name. And I heard Pastor Michael Benjamin say, God, before we asked you for anything, we just want to tell you, we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you because you've been so good. Thank you because you're mindful of us. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, and a voice that we can talk. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Tonight, we're not going to ask you for money. We're not going to ask you for houses and cars and boats and all of those things. But we just want to say thank you because you are good. Yes, you are. You're God all by yourself. You're bread in a starving land. You're light in darkness. Oh, God, darkness has to flee when you are on board because you are the light. Walk in the light, and you will not fulfill the things of the darkness. Oh, God, we thank you, for this is another day that you have made, and you told us to rejoice and to be glad in it. And for right now, I will say, God, I am rejoicing, for I am glad in it, because great things are happening around and about me. And I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, for it is no secret what you can do, what you've done for others. I found out you will do also for me. I thank you for your peace on this evening. I thank you, God, because your promise that you would give me peace in the midst of my storm. You told me that you would never leave me nor forsake me. And I thank you for being a God of your word. And right now I want to turn my focus on your word from the Bible, for the Bible declares. And it is a good thing that we read the word of God. Just want to give a shout out before I do to Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you for all that you do. Many times we tell people thank you, but those that's close to us, somehow or another we find it hard to say thank you. But you too, like Jesus, you deserve a thank you. And I thank you. I don't take it lightly what you do for the ministry, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for being the one who God chose to fulfill his prophecy about the radio. Many of you have heard that story many times. I'm grateful to God. And it's God's business. One thing I found out several things, but this particular one I'm speaking about now, that when God speaks a thing, you really don't have to touch it. You don't have to put your mouth on it. You don't have to put your hand on it. When God speaks a thing, he knows when he wants to bring it to pass. And I thank him. I'm asking him for more patience, and I don't know if that's a good thing to do or not, because if he gives me more patience, then that means I'll be waiting for what I'm waiting on that much longer. So I'll just say, Lord, give me strength, oh, bless his name, to endure this hardness that I feel as a good soldier. God has a sense of humor, and yes, we can laugh when we're focusing on the word of God, because he is so precious, and he is Abba Father. And he likes for his children to be happy. And I know that is in his will, that we should all be happy. Let's go to the word of God. I've been all over my Bible today. I didn't go into this one, but I went into Titus, and I went into Galatians, and then I ended up in Romans, and I'm hearing like the 14th chapter of Romans. And when I began to read the 14th chapter of Romans, I'm saying, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there, God. I'm going somewhere else. And then I went into Corinthians, and I said, I don't read too much from Corinthians. So I went in Corinthians. One of the things when I was younger, much younger, back in the 80s, Corinthians was the book that I read all the time before I went to bed at night, before I said good night to myself. I would always read something out of either 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. And when I went over to Corinthians on tonight, I looked at something there, and I began to read in Corinthians, and I believe it started at the 15th chapter of Corinthians. And now, you know, I work 2 and 3 Bibles at the same time, because one tell it this way and another will tell it that way. But this one is the King James Bible, and it says, "Moreover, brethren, declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." My God in heaven, you can't get saved without hearing the gospel. The Bible declares that how can they hear without a preacher? And I'm so glad that it says, how can they hear without a preacher? Because, you know, we would just say only men should preach the gospel. But it says, how can they preach except they be said. I'm so glad God knows just how to fix things, because in case some of you have not realized by now, and it may be your very first time of hearing my voice, although it's heavy, I am a female. I am not a male. I am a female where God made me a female. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I don't think I would trade being a female for any other species on the universe. Oh, praise God. Let's go to verse number 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. So you see, what I'm giving you tonight, someone had already given that to me, my father in the gospel, Elder Dr. Joseph A. King. When I was a child, he delivered the word of God to me, and I sat in church for hours and hours listening to the word of God. So now I am able, what I was fed, I'm able to feed you. I'm able to give out to you. Well, it's just like I believe Paul is saying, what I have received, now I am giving that to you. The same words that I receive, I'm giving that to you. Well, if you have nothing, then you can't give anything. Nothing from nothing. If you have no word in you, you can't give any word to someone else. Many people sit in church for hours and have been in church for years, and when you have a conversation with them, they have no word to give you because there's no word in them, even though they were sitting in the same pew with you. But the word didn't come to them because they wouldn't allow it to be anything to them. They wouldn't allow the word to be a light unto their feet and a lamp unto their pathway, or however way you want to put it, the other way. Let it be going in the opposite direction. Let's get the lamp and all this and then do the feet later. However way it goes for you. Many people sit in the house of God and the word of God is preached Sunday after Sunday. It's taught Sunday, because not all preachers preach. To some he gave in the book of Ephesians. To some he gave. Some he gave preachers, and to some he gave teachers, and to some he gave. You have a double gift if you can teach and preach. I know some preachers that can teach, preach the gospel. And then there's some of us that just prefer to teach. And then there's some that just prefer to preach. But however, you have to hear the word of God. And many people come Sunday after Sunday and they have no word in them. I was taught by our church mother when we were children, and on Sunday night we went back to church and we had YPWW, and after YPWW, before we went into our night service. Yes, we had Sunday night service. Started 8 o'clock Sunday night. And it was just as many out at night as it was in the daytime, because they were hungry for the word of God. And Mother Seymour would tell us, if you don't know anything else to say when you stand up, you can recite the shortest verse in the Bible, which is Jesus wept. So they made sure that we had something deposited in us, because down the road, what we couldn't see, they could see that what was being deposited into some of us, we would need that, so that when this day comes where I am now, that I would have something that I could give you of that of which was given unto me. I bless God. If I don't say any more than that, I think I've said enough to stir up your pure minds that hey, am I going to church? Or am I listening to Blog Talk Radio every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and then when the program is over and I run into someone who may be having a problem or maybe not even having a problem at all, but I just want to share the goodness of Jesus with someone. He's done so much for me that I just can't tell it all. Say I wasn't going to tell nobody, but it's just so good I can't keep it to myself. So I just have to even testify to the trees in the yard. Go out and talk to the roses because, you know, they can hear. Go out and talk to the grass and tell them your God and my God does do great and mighty things. Ooh, I love Jesus for the word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Let's get on with some more of this good reading here. He says, by which also you are or ye are saved. Listen, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Don't let this rich word of God be preached and then you don't believe that the word of God is the word of God and that the word of God is true. No, do I understand everything and why this was written and why that was written? No, I don't understand it all, but I know if it's the word of God, it has a significant meaning for a specific someone or at a specific time. It is to help someone or another. Everything in this Bible may not pertain to me, but I find out that it may pertain to my neighbor, to my brother, to my sister. I find out that what it's saying to them may not have anything to do with me, but it is all the word of God, so I cannot knock the very first verse from Genesis to the very last verse of Revelation, and a whole lot of stuff in Revelation you really need to be saved to try and understand the book of Revelation. I like this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We have 1 and 2 Corinthians, and I'm reading out of there, and then I left out of Corinthians and I went over into the book of Acts, and I called Dr. Scott, and I said, please play for me the song by Donnie McKirkland singing, How Great Thou Art. It only takes a God that can do this. No man can do this. God is the one who does this. He is the creator. He is the giver of life and death. And I was reading in the second chapter, I believe, of the book of Acts. Oh, God, I thank you. Mm-hmm. And Peter's, it says here in my Bible, Peter's sermon. Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words, for these are not drunk as ye suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. You know, we need to get drunk sometime. We need to get drunk in the spirit. Years ago, not that many years ago, but I remember back in 2001, I believe it was, or 2002, I got so drunk in church in the Spirit of God. I mean, I was drunk. They dismissed the service. I was laid out in the floor. They took a sheet and wrapped the sheet around me. And the pastor said, let her stay there. Let God do what he's doing with her and for her. You all that have to leave, I will dismiss the service so you all can go home, but I'm not leaving until God is finished doing what he's doing. And we had some faithful saints that stayed until God released me. And I was so drunk in the spirit until I wasn't able to even drive my vehicle back to my dwelling place. And we had a couple that said to the pastor, said, Pastor, we'll take Evangelist Pat home. So the wife got, they had to put me in the car. That I couldn't even stand up on my own. And they put me in my own car. Sister LaWanda drove my car to my house, and her husband followed her. And when we got there, he went to get my husband. And my husband and the other brother in the house came out to the car, and the three gentlemen brought me in the house, and I went into my bedroom, and I got on my bed, and I just laid there drunk in the spirit. And eventually, about 4 hours later, I was able to stand on my feet. And I believe this is what this scripture is letting you know, that even though they appeared to be drunk off of wine, being drunk off the spirit was apparently something new to them. They had never seen that before. And there are some people today, as long as this word of God has been here on the earth, they have yet to see someone drunk in the spirit. All right, let's get, my time is winding. Thank God for Jesus. I'm excited here. For these are not drunk, as ye suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders, O God, in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. It sounds like I just did this last time, but I came out of the book of Joel, but I'm in the book of Acts right now. And it says, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. How great thou art. Death cannot hold you. When God is in it? Nothing. You know, we can die a physical death more so as and a spiritual death till it seems like the enemy had the upper hand on us. I have a situation right now that goes on in my body. Every night I have sufferings of this same thing at night. But you know one thing? That situation has to move when God says so. He will allow either the doctors to fix it or I'll suffer with it until God says it's time to stop. It'll be no more. Oh, I love the Lord. Death could not hold him hostage. Death could not keep Jesus. God, who God raised up, having loosed the pains of death because it was not possible that he should be held by it. I'm reading out of my New Spirit-Filled Bible again this week. For David said concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades. You will not leave my soul in hell, God. My soul is not going to hell. My soul is anchored in the Lord. So that's why we have to be very sure that our anchor holds and grips to the solid rock. The rock is Jesus. And if you have Jesus on the inside of you, then you don't have to worry about hell. Hell is not made for you. Yes, hell has enlarged herself for her guests. My Bible declares that hell has enlarged herself for her guests. So then at one point, I see hell must have been a very minor thing. It must have been very small. But because of sin and because we don't do as we should do according to the scripture, hell had to have an enlargement. So I guess that must be the first enlargement was hell, because Jesus came out saying that in my Father's house are many mansions. It's a lot of rooms in my Father's house. I've had the privilege of being in mansions. I worked in mansions as a young girl, a teenager. I worked with older women, and I like to do things. I was always had a lot of energy, and I couldn't keep still. And they asked my mother, can she go with me? And she can just fold the napkins and fold the towels and that sort of thing. And I worked with them in these great big mansions down on the ocean. And sure enough, they had 14 bedrooms and two dining rooms. And oh, God, it was just too big. And sometimes only one woman lived in all of that big house. Oh, my God. So in my Father's house, there are a lot of rooms. There's room for everyone that received this risen Christ. There is no other way that you can get to these mansions without going through Jesus. There's no other way. I don't care who you worship, but if you're not worshiping the true and one and only living God, you will find yourself in Hades. There's only one name that's given unto men whereby we can be saved. That is the name Jesus. Yes, I don't preach doom and gloom, but I do preach the truth. So you can worship whomever is convenient for you. But in the end, oh my God, in the end, it's not going to be welcomed. In the end, let's go back to the word of God, and I'm almost finished. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. God's not going to allow it. He will not allow his saints to see that type of corruption. If corruption come our way, he'll just go on and take us out. He'll let us just go right on out before he would do that. This is David talking about what he saw. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. Oh, God, I love Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. This is so beautiful to know that we can, God is going to make us full of joy. In his presence, we're going to be full of joy. We're going to be happy. There is none like us. There is nothing that man can do that can even compare with the joy that God gives us. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has never known. I've come to God. Yes, I come to the Lord, and the Lord will meet me there. Somebody said, I found the Lord, and he was already there waiting for me to arrive. Isn't that beautiful? That if you would seek him, you will find him. The only reason why you haven't found the Lord is because you've sat there Sunday after Sunday, or just say, every other month, let's go with twice a year. Many people go to church, well, let's do three times a year. They go for Mother's Day, Easter, and Christmas. Well, they say, well, you don't have that in order. Okay, then let's do it like this. Let's do Easter, Mother's Day, and Christmas. I know some young men that they make it to church on New Year's Eve. They don't get there for Christmas. They go New Year's Eve 2 minutes before midnight. So that after midnight, they can say, I was in church when the New Year came in. And that's a good thing. But you're going to need him when you walk outside of that church after midnight, because you don't know what's lying ahead for you. If you don't go back to the church ever again until then, you better bring him out with you. If you found him there when you went there New Year's Eve, you better make sure you bring him out with you, because you're going to need him outside of the brick building, the concrete building, or even the wooden church. You're going to need him on the inside of you. Oh, how beautiful it is to know the Word of God and to know that in the Word of God, I got a hiding place in the Word of God. I'm safe in his arms because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my soul. Oh, how precious is that name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something about that name. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but I tell you, there's something about that name, Jesus. Every demon had to tremble at the name Jesus. Oh, I love the Lord. I tell you, he's a friend of mine. When I was lost in the world of sin, he washed me clean and he took me in. He's a friend of mine. I tell you, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. He will not leave your soul in Hades. He will not allow you to be destroyed or consumed by the devil. Oh, great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul. Your soul cannot sing from Hades. Ah, but heaven is mine. Oh, heaven. Heaven is mine. Don't you want to go to heaven? Heaven is mine. Ah, I tell you, I have enjoyed myself one more time coming to you on this Blog Talk Radio, just giving you a nugget of the word of Jesus Christ. I thank God for every one of you that go in the archives. I thank God, those of you who listen live. But I just want you to know, don't let your listening be in vain. Don't let what's being preached to you or taught to you fall on deaf ears. Don't let your heart be so stony until the goodness of the Lord cannot come through to you in his word. There are some who sowed, but it said it fell on stony ground, so therefore you had no harvest. But I thank God the years that I've spent in church thus far, that the word, when it went forth, it did not fall on stony ground. It fell to where I have a harvest. And I have a harvest of the word of God down on the inside of me. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art. Woo! Listen to this. I was getting ready to close, but look here, my eyes. I know Dr. Scott gets so tickled because I tell him I'm closing, and then God will just let me just look at something else. In that same verse there, but let's look at this one here. I had just looked at it. Where it says here in that 32nd verse, it says, well, let's do 31. Wow. Well, let's do 30. Might as well. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath. Okay, therefore being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in hell or Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. Now, this is the Jesus that you are supposed to have on the inside of you. God won't leave your soul in hell. Neither will it see corruption, because you got this Jesus on the inside of you. See, let's read, because somebody missed that. You'll catch that the next time around. Okay, let's go on down here and get this done. The fruit of the body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus, you need to underline that. This Jesus, I like that. This Jesus, God, has raised up. Now listen to this. Woo! Thank you, God. I just like my revelations when they come. This just jumped right up off the page here. Thank you, God. This Jesus. God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. This Jesus. Now, why would it say this Jesus. Apparently, there must have been somebody trying to act like they were Jesus. There must have been someone somewhere, some spirit, the devil was over there trying to act as he was Jesus. Oh, he may have worked a couple of miracles because the scripture said that he worked miracles and the people were deceived by it because he worked miracles. So he tried to pretend or make people believe that he's Jesus. But the Bible said this Jesus, oh my God, this one, God raised. Oh, I'm excited. This Jesus, God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, how can you walk around here and say you got Jesus and don't have the promise of the Holy Spirit? Something is wrong with you. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, something is wrong. Because God gives it freely. But you have to condition yourself to receive the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's get through here. Woo-hoo! Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Look here. Father, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Well, go back to Acts, the second chapter, where it said, during the talk, it said, look here. Check this out. These people are not drunk as you suppose. They ain't been drinking wine or whatever the other stuff they may have had around there. I don't know, but they always talk about wine particularly. They ain't drunk off no wine here. This is the Spirit of God that he promised back in the Old Testament that he would give you a gift of the Holy Ghost. How is it that you have Jesus all these years, you claim, but you yet don't have the Holy Ghost? What is your problem? I'm almost about ready to say, like, oh my God, Samuel, when he does his commercial for Capital One, he comes on strong and says, what's in your wallet? Well, I'm ready to ask you, what's in your heart? What is in your heart that you cannot receive the Holy Ghost? Ooh, it says on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one place with one accord. And they received the Holy Ghost. They had a oneness of mind. Their agenda was Jesus. Jesus, I'm coming for the promise. Jesus, God has promised you that. Why don't you have, what's in your heart? Ooh, let me get finished because y'all know, you know what's happening with me. I'm excited. Bless his holy name. Ooh, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he said himself. Now listen, for David did not, N-O-T, ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Ah, God is going to make your enemies your footstool. Woo. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring.
It'll be all over in the morning. In the morning. In the morning. It'll be all over in the morning. It'll be all over in the morning. You don't have to worry, because you got a God that sits high and he looks low. You got a Jesus that got up from the grave declaring, all power is in my hand. Ain't no need to worry what the night is going to bring. I don't know what your night is, but just tell yourself, it'll be all over in the morning. I don't have to worry about that. It'll be all over in the morning. Woo, Jesus. It'll be all over. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God won't leave me comfortless. God won't let the devil destroy me. God won't let sickness reign in my life forever. I shall be free. Hallelujah. I shall be free. Ah, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, my Father, there is. Oh, God, I feel Jesus. All I ever needed, God has provided. Great is his faithfulness. Oh, God, unto me. Summer, winter, spring, time and harvest, great is his faithfulness. Oh, God. I feel Jesus. Woo, on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel Jesus. Get the promise. Get the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you don't have to worry what the night is going to bring. Because you know that Jesus, that's the sound of me zipping up my Bible every week. You know Jesus is on the main line. Yeah. Tell him what you want. Somebody said, if you want more power, tell him what you want. But if you want the Holy Ghost, don't kid yourself. Don't say, I got it. Even the devil know the difference. I got it. There ain't no different from me. Honey, when the real Holy Ghost is around, it let the folk know that this is real. And guess what? The devil know that that one is real. And the devil know this one ain't right. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. This is the devil telling them. But who in the hell are you? You somebody. You don't belong to God. I know that for sure. I want to know who you belong to. You don't do for me, and you sure don't do anything for God. Like I told you, I might be the devil, but I know the real saints. Ooh-hoo! Bless his name. I got to quit, y'all. I'm going past my time. The devil. Let them know, well, who in the hell are you? Who are you supposed to be? I know Paul. I know him. I know he on the Lord's side. After Damascus, he was on my side until he had a little eye trouble. Bless his name. But after that, he left me alone and went totally on the Lord. So
And Jesus, oh Lord, I talked to him and told him to take these stones and make bread out of them. And Jesus said, told me to get somewhere and sit down. Oh God, I thank you. But who in the hell is you? You a misfit. Lord, you are like, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going into a whole nother sermon. Loose. Ooh, I'm loose, Lord. I'm loose here tonight. Look here. You are, thank you. I'm going to answer that question. Who are you? Because you know why I'm asking you, who are you? Because you are a salt that lost. You may have been a city that sat upon a hill, but you have lost your salt. And if the salt has lost its savor, what is it good for? Nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man. Whew. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, let's get drunk. In the Spirit, ooh, you need to experience that drunk that the Lord gave me, that Holy Ghost that he poured out upon me. I wasn't unseemly. I wasn't pulling off my clothes. But God just was doing a work in me. And I tell you, that was the most beautiful high that you ever want to experience. Let God give you to drink. And when he gives you to drink, get drunk. Just go out in him to where you have no self-control. And then you're laying there like a yielded vessel, said, whatever you not want to do with me, my storage is empty. And I am available to you. Amen. God bless you.
Yes, how great they are. How great thou art. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott thanking Pastor Patricia Benlin once again for a stirring, uplifting, gratifying, and edifying, and spiritually clarifying sermon. Thank you so much, Pastor. We are so glad that God gave you the message for us tonight. How great thou art, as sung by Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Benlin. How great thou art. Thank you.
Geico presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For 50 years, Kawasaki has been defying convention and building masterpieces that have revolutionized motorsports. Come celebrate Kawasaki's breakthrough products like the jet ski watercraft, ninja motorcycles, and mule side-by-sides at the Golden Anniversary Sales Event from April 1st through June 30th. Great financing is available, plus sales incentives on select models at participating dealers.
Visit Montgomeryville Cycle Center in Hatfield before June 30th to take advantage of these great offers.